To SER wishes to acknowledge the custodians of the land from which we broadcast, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation and the Wadumatagal clan of the Darug Nation, and their elders past, present and emerging. We acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region.
I'm alone, I'm sticking, my fly's down.
Speaking of loneliness,
he's becoming isolated.
Making the best of a bad situation, think of it as an extended vacation.
Welcome back. It's another week, and you know what that means. Another episode of Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. With your host, Eddie Young, and Mr. Bang.
Over and over. One day indistinguishable from the next.
Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3. Big Bang and Eddie Yutz reporting for duty. It's Mother's Day 2020, so why not show your mum you care by scheduling an online video conference with her? And then when she starts asking questions about what you're going to do with your life, say, "Mum, my signal's breaking up, I can't hear you." Then yank that NBN out of your wall. And don't go to the pub because it isn't open.
We just heard a track there from The Misfits, Where Eagles Dare. Glenn Danzig, you would know, Bang, as the lead singer of The Misfits.
Not personally, but I know of him.
He's recently released an album of Elvis covers. Came out of nowhere, surprised everyone. Yeah.
Nice one.
It's not pretty. I only heard a little bit of it, but I'm not going to go back there. But it's always good when Glenn Danzig is in the news because it reminds me of The Misfits and how cool they were, and it was a good excuse to play that song from his horror punk days.
It's not the horror punk remix of Elvis.
No, not quite. But it could be used in a torturous fashion, as Danzig sang about in many of his early songs, where he tortured people and stuff. That song's called Where Eagles Dare.
Where Eagles Dare.
Danzig's gone on record, Bang, saying that he had no knowledge of the 1968 film of the same title when he wrote the song, and it's purely a coincidence. How good's that?
Yeah, good thing he didn't call it Empire Strikes Back.
If you look for Danzig on the Facebook now, you'll find his official page has been hacked. And the person that hacked it, it's been hacked for quite some time. Like at least a couple of years, I reckon. At least a year. And they put him in a Rasta hat with giant doobies and eating donuts and hot dogs and stuff. And
Well, maybe it hasn't been hacked.
I'd love to think Danzig's doing it himself, and if that comes to be, then praise be the great man even more.
Isn't he a unit of measurement these days? A Danzig? Isn't it like a mile equals 1,000 Danzigs? Like if we were to stretch to the moon, it'd take like 300 million Danzigs. A bridge 300 million Danzigs long to reach the sun or something like that.
He is definitely a unit, Bang, that's for sure.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Shout-outs to 2SER, the radio station that you're listening to, and we always take this time here at the start of the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour to give it up to all of the people here on the station who are not letting social isolation and the situation we're all in at the moment stop them from creating great new content. Shout-outs to Across the Park on 2SER. They've been utilising the technology of the internet to produce a show, despite the lack of sports. But the thing is, with this lack of sports, it means we're just on the cusp of more sports. And Across the Park are there, riding the crest of that wave, ready to get busy with you one time. As soon as they do let us play sports, both in an amateur fashion and watch professional ones. You want the sports to come back, don't you, Eddie?
I'm not at all worried about there being no sport. I'm finding it refreshing, Bang, to be honest.
You just like to listen to music instead?
that's about it. But I love Across the Park. It's a great.
I love Across the Park,
of course. Music is a great idea. Let's go to a track by Massive Attack called Unfinished Sympathy on 2SER 107.3 FM, Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour.
We'll be right back. Social Isolation. Super happy. Fun time.
Hey, this is Hoba Mallow from Mighty Real, and I'm currently making my show for 2SER from home. And let me be honest, it's actually a luxury. I'm loaded up with snacks, drinks, and music here. And we're all going through this together, so please stay at home. We need to flatten that damn curve for everybody's sake to protect our community from coronavirus.
There with White Liberal on White Liberal Action. Parental advisory, explicit lyrics here for your Mother's Day 2020 on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour 2SER 107.3 FM. That's a retroactive parental advisory, explicit lyrics.
Sorry, Mum.
Thing there, which I believe is still, yeah, sorry, Mum. but I believe when you do announce it after the track, it's got the swearing in it, it's still covers you from a legal point of view.
You would know.
Yeah, I would know. Yes, I dropped out of law school several times, or at least was asked to leave the campus by security.
At least you kept trying.
That's all you can do. So it's Mother's Day.
Are you having a good Mother's Day?
I'm having a very, well, not being a mother myself, I'm having about as good a Mother's Day as I can hope for.
That's good.
I wasn't provided breakfast in bed, but I was thinking about why buying one of those beds that's also a car. You know, you see them at car shows. They're a bed that's also a car, and just driving that through the drive-thru.
That'd be very comfortable.
And it'd be luxurious. It'd be opulence more than I should ever have. Happy first Mother's Day to Grimes, who, along with husband Elon Musk this week, welcome the arrival of their son, XEE12.
Oh, you got that pronunciation just perfect.
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce it. XEE12.
You know, Bangs, some parents take years or even decades to adequately express to their children how much they dislike them. But Grimes and Elon here have made it pretty clear out of the gate. They really don't care. They really don't care how much their kids going to get picked.
To paraphrase Drake, they've done kept it traumatic for their children from the jump.
Yes, absolutely. But yes, they both are early adopters of trends. So maybe this is just the start of a whole new thing.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, they've made it clear that they don't care that their child is going to get throttled at school with this new nickname, but that's sort of how things go. It's a popular, the release of that name, the name of that child, XEE12, upon its release, it rocketed to number 2 on the charts of the most popular baby names for edgelords.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with that list.
That's it, like,
it's a big list.
This is the most popular baby names list. That's old news. Nowadays, in 2020, we want the most popular baby names for edgelords. And this is a chart that's overseen. It's a collaboration between Woman's Day and Monster Energy Drinks. So it's a good combination. XAE.
Together at last.
Yeah, I know. That's what we've been waiting for. And these are both brands that can save each other by this collaboration.
Yes, of course.
And so XAEA12, that's number 2 on the most popular baby names for edgelords, brought to you by Woman's Day Monster Energy Drinks. Number 1 is, of course, still Jeff. Which is, of course, the short version of Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And now's as good a time as any to point out that neither Woman's Day or Monster Energy Drinks are a sponsor of 2SER.
No, of course not. But, having said that, the door is always open. Go to 2ser.com/support to become a supporter if you're the brand ambassador for either of those two magnificent companies. In the meantime, until we can make this relationship official, know that you have the full support of the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM.
Let's both of us just relax, have an energy drink, read a magazine, and play a couple of songs, shall we? I've got this one. How do you say this German band's name? Kahn or Can? What's the best way?
That's correct.
This is a song by Kahn or Can called I Want More. Social Isolation, Super Happy Fun Time Hour, 2SER, with your host, Bang and Eddie Yatz.
2SER.
2SER.
107.3 FM.
Coming to you loud and clear. Like the brain, everyone's attention.
And now on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour, it's time for the Sports Report with Ben Doran.
In the paper, I read that rugby league is to return. They will play in a bubble, not a real bubble. Here the word bubble just stands in for a place that is easily forgotten, adrift and separate from the whole, like Gosford or Cessnock or Wollongong. My ex used to say to me, "Off in your bubble again, Ben, you're no good, Nick." Bubbles are bad places. She looked like Sean Young, and I look like Sean Astin 20 years from now, if he had scurvy. The whole thing was bound to burst at some stage. She may have failed the Voight-Kampff test 8 times out of 10, but we had some good times. My favourite rugby league player was Paul Sirenin. He looked like He-Man, and he came from France. I was startled to learn that during his playing days with Balmain, he still served as an active member of the New South Wales Police Force, and that after he finished, he became a Krispy Kreme Donuts franchisee. This seems like a really neat narrative arc that will hopefully finish with him waking up one day and saying he is too old for this shit before tragically being murdered 2 days before his retirement.
Social Isolation Sip, Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 with your hosts, Big Bang Eddie Yutz, Sports Report there with Ben Doran. I know we spoke before about Across the Park, the sports show here on 2SER 107.3 FM, your home of football for 2020. And don't get me wrong, Across the Park is a great show, but geez, does it ever plumb the depths of existential dread that the Ben Doran Sports Report does? I think not. And that might not necessarily be a bad thing, because that Ben Doran Sports Report, it goes to some strange places, and goes to some places where I'd suggest it's for experienced travellers only. Seasoned campaigners, take your motion sickness tablets before you get on that ride. In that bracket, we heard Cairn with I Want More, and Erica Badu with The Healer.
Have you ever taken a Voight-Kampff test, Bang, yourself? Has it ever been a question of your humanity? I've never had any doubts myself that you're a human being, but yeah.
Do you ever get that feeling with everyone surrounding you is robots? There's one of those phobias for that. Don't know what it is. Happy Mother's Day to you and your mothers. That didn't come out right. We were speaking earlier of new mother Grimes and her billionaire husband, Elon Musk.
The Elon.
Great supervillain name that. You must be a mad Elon. They named their new human baby A12 or something like that. I can't pronounce it.
I think you're getting it spot good. On.
Yeah. Google it if you want to find out how that spells, what the go is with that one. It got us thinking about what would be some other good edgelord baby names, because who can forget that A12 landed their number 2 on the charts for the edgelord babies, the Women's Day and Monster Energy drinks, most popular baby names for edgelords 2020. Who can forget that? But certainly there's got to be other ones there filling out the top 10, so we thought we'd call up a special friend of the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour, Pandy Flaker, to see what she can come up with. She's great at this kind of stuff, don't you reckon, Yancy?
I reckon Pandy nails this stuff. She's going to have some great suggestions. And to be honest, it would just be nice to have a chat, don't you think?
I think it would be in this age of social isolation.
All right, I'll get the phone out of the box that I keep the phone in.
Your phone box.
She's always got good ideas about this kind of stuff. All right, I'm going to bash the numbers in now.
See if she's up. It is 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
It is pretty early. Pandy hours. Okay, it's ringing. It's ringing.
No. Hello.
Oh, Pandy.
Oh, hi.
How you going?
Pandy, is that you?
All right. Yeah, this is Pandy.
Sorry.
It's Pandy on the blower.
Welcome to the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time here on 2SER, Pandy. How you going?
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yeah. Bit croaky. Did we wake you up? Morning. No, look, you might have, look, and yeah, look, bit croaky. Let's just put it that way.
Fair enough. I had a big night myself. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. What we are here to talk about is we've got a situation on our hands where we're discussing something that's happened in the news of minor consequence to anybody, but as a nice distraction this week. And we thought you might be up for indulging us in some of this minor distraction. So you might have seen about a certain billionaire by the name of Elon Musk and his wife, the pop singer... Grimes have had a baby.
Yes.
For $100, what's the name of that baby?
Archangel. Oh, B12? A12? Oh, shit.
B12 is good for you. In these times.
Is it A12? Archangel A12?
Oh, is that how you pronounce it?
Ash Archangel. A12.
Eddie, if she's got that right, we don't have $100.
It wasn't S17. Or was it S17?
Oh,
there's enough confusion that we'll keep our money. But you're still on the right track there. I think I think Bang's got it down pat. Can you give it a run through, Bang?
I think it's A12.
A12. So there was a 12. So it was a 12, an A12. Okay, yeah.
No, you said B12. We keep the $100.
We keep the money. We keep the money. Interestingly, though, this name has been, it's been rocketing up the charts of a little known list that you might not know about. It's called the Edgelord Baby Name List. And this new name is now
popular baby names for Edgelords.
That's it. And this name is now a number one. But we're thinking you are the perfect person, I think, to contribute a much better Edgelord name. I reckon you can do better than these.
I mean, can we expand on the Edgelord definition?
If you're not going to ask for the $100, we can do whatever you want.
Okay. Can we expand on the Edgelord thing?
Yeah, what do you mean by Edgelord, Bang?
Well, now you're asking me to know stuff about sort of popular culture and things like that. Isn't Edgelord sort of one of those things where you're deliberately sort of confrontational and whatnot,
so
and put forward these crazy ideas. Because I think old mate Muskie baby, he went on our radio rivals. What's his name? Joe Rogan, the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh yes.
And see, we're basically the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour and the Joe Rogan podcast have been one and two in the consumers' minds, swapping the lead back and forth for many years now. Check the charts if you don't believe what I'm saying.
Mm.
I know that's hard to believe considering we don't have $100 to give to our special guests.
I've got the official definition here from dictionary.com. An edgelord is someone on an internet forum who deliberately talks about controversial, offensive, taboo, or nihilistic subjects in order to shock other users in an effort to appear cool or edgy.
Sure. Well, I think Elon has definitely over the years kept us on our toes,
yes.
As has Grimes. And I think combined, I mean, they're kind of like a super force like we haven't seen before.
It's true.
Constantly thinking outside the box. Both of them in their creative careers, in their creative life, in their very strange reality.
Look, everything you're saying is true.
So the Edgelord name suits Elon and Grimes because of the nature of them in the world. So if someone was from more like a kind of different background, like I don't know, an oil merchant or something, or a different kind of billionaire kind of edgelord, then their baby might be something like, you know, little Greasy. like little Greasy. Little baby Greasy.
Oh, that's so cute.
And so, like, it depends on the baby. Because the whole idea with, obviously, keeping with tradition, like when you name a child, you want to be connected to the parent somehow.
Yes.
So Or just actually the Edgelord baby names actually just need to be named after famous meme kind of characters, even like famous cliches within, you know, like a cranky baby, you know, whatever, like the turtle. Turtle's kid, the you know, frog? Whatever. Yeah. So like you want to kind of, I think, yeah, like Little Greasy would suit a family if, like, you know, they were from like oil money, and then like if it's like a fashion, if it's more like a fashion kind of edgelord, like, and edgelords I think could be women as well, right? Edgelord is like edgelordess or something. I feel like then you could have like totes, the baby, like just a little tote, like a tote bag, like little totes, little baby totes.
Oh, that's actually, you could that's have great. Totes.
You could have or you know what, even just something like child, I think just calling your kid child, I feel like, I don't know, if you want to kind of
like
get away
they call
from
the dog in Foot Rot Flats.
Oh yeah. Just child.
Well, that baby. Works.
Yeah, child the baby kind of works. If you're like not into branding child. Your children, like essentially when you name them, you're kind of branding them. So
that's right.
You know, you actually want to, if you're kind of not into branding, then you kind of want to go with baby, with child, baby, kid.
Child, baby, kid. And it can keep evolving, of course, as the child gets older.
Yes.
Works perfect.
Tween.
Pandy, that's fantastic. I really, I'm going to take Little Greasy as the best answer, and we're going to award. Oh no, we don't have any money to give, do we? Do we have any prizes? Have we got any broken things this week we can give away? Did you get the broken Thermomix we sent you 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that came through. That came through.
Did you fix it yet?
That came through. No, I've actually got, I've actually just got like a plant in it at the moment.
Well. That's even better.
Yeah, it still came in very useful. You know,
that's like the most environmentally friendly thing you could have done with the broken crap that we gave you. That's really good. Oh, well, we'll dig something up and we'll see what you can do with it. I'm sure you do something. You do something responsible with it.
Thanks for joining us on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour once again, Pandy. And,
no problem.
I hope we can call you again in the future.
Yeah, give us another buzz. Keep it super happy fun.
Thanks, Pandy.
Bye.
This is Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour. Here's Rhapsody now with Tina Turner.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters! I don't know what this world is coming to.
Ooh-wee. Snow Hill made a real one. A lot of y'all front on the real till the bill come. What it cost to be the boss now? $1 billion? Let's put some money together and build it. I did it all with honor, the rest of y'all wanna steal shit. I'm sorry, homie, we got some different ceilings. Real ones I know don't be catching them kind of feelings. The homies get a lick, we celebrate for their brilliance. But y'all pilgrims, y'all just wanna steal shit. I feel like Nat Turner reciting these God verses. I'ma play hard with or without the jersey. I'm misunderstood, yet you love Timmy Turner. Back in the kitchen and my wrist still turning shit. I'm Tina Turner, I need wheels by Germans. All black everything, the color code and purdy. Show you the beauty of it, meet me in person. The irony of it, you can't afford an excursion. Got love for all my sisters and brothers who rockin' turbans. Who don't speak you no English, I'm MJ. Pin game better than Pinterest, I'm MJ. Spread my legs to fly, don't ever did that. Ain't a goal too high if you push the rim back. I'm just a chip win, this one was a scrimmage. You wrote a whole book, I could kill you with a sentence. Slavery still alive, they just changed it to a sentence. First project in a couple years, I told them I ain't finished. Walking on water and the rest just swimming. Acting like they don't know me, but inside you just timid. Tina Turner, Turner, Tina Turner, Turner. Tina Turner is a goddess. Science can't explain why my flow is so solid. Black women the most educated and graduates from college. 5'3 and I'm the tallest and there's no one that can follow. Shade don't faze me, I sleep in a Sobraro. Follow the feeling, I don't never follow arrows. Made my own path, read a different Bible. Laughed at you niggas celebrating fake titles. I seen more talent at reciters with the babies. I rock clothes that ain't got designer labels. Rock with Jamla, I ain't on designer's label. But my flow been good since April 2010, no matter the cost. I learned from the boss. By next year I won't even need a pen, nigga. A plane in the sky couldn't be more fly. Waiting on the day Trayvon killer die. And Ty probably riding round bumping this real loud. Cap low with his fist in the sky, screaming out Tina Turner, 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 Tina Turner, 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 Tina, 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 Turner.
She even worth on the bird. Kill everything walking. Body up on the corner, corner. Tina, Tina, Tina turn. She been carrying a burner. Kill everything walking. Bodies all on the corner.
Tina turn.
To SER 107.3, and this week we're probing the dark recesses of the mind.
Oogum boogum.
Very scary.
Did you wet yourself?
It could happen to you.
Stick around even if that scene does disturb you too much.
To SER.
Social isolation. Super happy. Fun time.
Thank you.
listening to the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour on 2SER 107.3 FM. Nearly time for us to get the hell on out of here for another Sunday morning. Don't forget Psychedelic Sundays with your boys Soup and King OPP is up next. Keep it locked on 2SER for that one. Before we get out of here, time to play tribute to a couple of fallen heroes. Of course, that song we just listened to then was Kraftwerk with Neon Lights. And Florian Schneider, who was one of the founding members of Kraftwerk, the group that changed the sound of pop music forever, passed away earlier this week, age 73. Compounding that was the fact that late last week, Tony Allen, drummer and musical director of Fela Kuti's band Africa 70 from 1968 to 1979, one of the primary co-founders of the genre Afrobeat, passed late last week. Didn't have the chance to pay tribute properly last week, so we'd like to do so this week. Both Schneider and Allen were innovators.
Giants.
They're going to be celebrated heavily across 2SER for the next little while. You know the Giants, man. They created genres, baby.
Multiple between them. Just in.
Yeah, changed the world, both of them. And you best believe that 2SER will be paying tribute all across the board. Trevor El Chino, his show, Departure Lounge, on 3 o'clock Saturday afternoons here on 2SER 107.3, paid heavy tribute to Tony Allen on yesterday's edition. You can catch up with that. 2SER.com. And I would also suggest that as soon as we get past the initial shock of the passing of Florian Schneider, there'll be plenty of shows paying tribute to him as well. We'd like to do our little bit here on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour before we get out of here for another Sunday. So that's why we had to play Neon Lights by Kraftwerk. The closing song is going to be Fela Kuti with Water No Get Enemy. Of course, Tony Allen on the drums. Psychedelic Sunday up after that. Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour will return. My name's Ming. Eddie Yatz, I hope you have a wonderful week, mate.
You too, man. It's been a pleasure hanging out with you today, as it always is.
And I look forward to seeing you and everyone else here on the Social Isolation Super Happy Fun Time Hour next Sunday. Bye now.